As of this moment, it's over. I'm finished being everybody's butt monkey.
You are tuned in to the Timely Beaver.
Hey, Beaver Believers, welcome to another edition of the Timely Beaver, where we have with us today...
We have Dave.
We have Mike.
And on our show today, we have The Living End, Eve 6 and the Divorce, and a whole lot of music news you can use. I think that's copyrighted by MTV, but they can go fuck our asses, because we make no money. Go fuck MTV.
Oh, God.
We had our Labor Day weekend extravaganza. Sure, we all did lots of quote-unquote exciting things. Dave, would you like to fill us in on any exciting news that happened to you over the last month? Actually, since you were last here.
Yeah, that's right, huh, Ted? It's been a month. Yeah, so really, nothing new. Just been flying a lot and been trying to play music, but man, it's tough. So I am going to be buying that 5-string bass in the next probably 2 months, hopefully. And I will have an update in a future episode.
Is it fretless or fretted?
No, it's a fretted. I don't know how many frets there are, but it's the fifth string is low B. And
oh, nice.
What I'll probably do is maybe in the future segment I'll do a little demo and play a little bass for you. But Rick's nice. Coworkers say that it kicks butt. So
that's awesome,
we'll,
man. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, so that is forthcoming.
Cool. Well, we definitely look forward to hearing more of that. Dave is one mean bass player, but now, Mike, what did you do over the last month / Labor Day weekend?
Well, over the Labor Day weekend, I decided to go to a strip club on Monday night, the night before work. I went to a strip club that's starting at like 11. And I went there with my buddies. And we had several drinks, and my buddies left me, so it was just me and the strippers. After that, and there's a couple other people there. I ended up getting a lap dance. And the stripper let me hold her tits. It was awesome.
Now strippers aren't usually supposed to allow you to do that. Did she motion you, or did you just go for it?
No, she went, grabbed my hands, and put them on them. It was awesome.
Really? She did that?
Yeah, she did. She grabbed my hands and said, here, you're holding my tits.
Okay, now I must ask the important question about the stripper tit holding. A, B, C, or D?
Unfortunately, they were A.
At least you got to hold some other chick's titties.
Yeah, it was nice. But that was the highlight of my week. So, Ted, what have you done this last month, weekend-ish?
We've been spending a lot of time out at the river. We've been driving out to the Sandy River here. Uh-huh. A lot of hot chicks.
Oh, money, a lot of hot chicks.
And we went down some rapids, and Mike accidentally went down with his glasses.
Yeah, I went down with my glasses on.
And he lost his glasses when he went underwater.
Oh, no.
Yep.
We went back, actually, a week later. Some guy was there right before we left with scuba goggles. Came up and said, did anybody lose their glasses right as we were walking past about ready to leave?
Yeah.
No way.
It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's a quinky dink like you can't imagine.
Seriously, what a coincidence that is. Yeah.
Well, this is our first band we have here. We have Living End with their song, We Want More.
Everyone's so pretty, living in the city. off all the laws, and we want more. Everyone's so pretty.
So that was The Living End with We Want More. You can get more Living End information and songs on www.thelivingend.com. I personally think the guitarist is one of the most creative, talented guys out there. Would you guys agree?
Definitely.
I would totally agree. I think a lot of his guitar is just amazing.
And the stand-up bass Chaney. Player, too.
Well, the stand-up
bass. I heard a live cut of them. They did Prisoner Society. And that is the classic by them. And yeah, they rocked. I mean, when they played it live, the guitarist just was money on the whole song. Like, I mean, it's not an easy solo. So,
not at all. We were supposed to see him at the Warped Tour this year.
We were, but
that would be cool.
We showed up too late.
Yeah, we showed up at noon versus 11.
Yeah.
Oh man,
and they were the first band on the main stage, which really I would have to say broke my heart because they were one of the four bands I wanted to see.
I know, and then you're down to three.
And all the three played later in the afternoon, which was what I expected, but I did not expect The Living End to open up at 11 a.m.
Yeah, they're too talented to open on the Warped Tour, especially.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, but totally.
But speaking of Warped Tour, we saw NOFX.
And yeah, tell us about that, Ted.
Oh, they were really good. They didn't play quite as long as they did when I saw them back in 96, but I finally got their new album, Wolves in Wolves Clothing.
Yeah, how is that?
It's a good album. I mean, it's stereotypical NOFX and NOFX Clothing. But it really felt like their first song dictated the whole album. It's called 60%, and it really felt like a 60% album. There were the good tracks, but their previous albums, I think, are still better than this one. This one really had some songs that were like 30, 40 seconds, and then they faded out right when you were getting into it. They didn't quite complete all the songs. You know, it just felt like a real 60% album, half-assed, but it was still good. So if you're a big, big, big NOFX fan, I'd say get it. If you're not a NOFX fan, I'd say go for Punk and Drublic, you know, White.
Yeah,
Chickpeas,
so on
Ribbed.
On a scale of 1 to 5 picks, 1 being bad, 5 being good, how many picks does the new NOFX album get?
Well, from a hardcore NOFX fan, I'd say it gets 3 picks.
Three and a half picks.
That's a broken pick.
That's a broken pick. We were talking about this earlier, and your brother's got a new MySpace page up with his new band.
Yes, he does. And and I will be glad to share that. It is myspace.com/Rykin Band, and we will post the link on the website. But just want to give a little heads up on that. There are three professional musicians. The lead singer, lead guitarist's father, is a famous 80s musician named Greg Kin, and I'm sure the older people have heard of him, but he had a song called Breakup Song, and a song about Jeopardy. I'm not sure exactly what, I think maybe titled just that, Jeopardy, I have a feeling it's probably not quite like the intro, but yeah, to Jeopardy, but the drummer is probably one of the best session drummers in the Bay Area. Rick is one of the best bassists in the Bay Area, and Ryan Kin is, he's a really good guitarist. I mean, his father played lead and he plays lead too, so but definitely check out their link that we're going to provide on I think it should be somewhere on the webpage you're looking at right now.
Yeah, actually, so, Rykin, just in case you can't imagine how it's spelled, it's R-Y-K-I-H-N.
They're going to be playing at the Indian Summer Music Fest next Saturday at the Mountain House in Tracy, California.
Since you're on the topic of music, why don't you do the next introduction?
Sure, Ted. Coming up next, we got Eve Six Without You Here from the CD It's All in Your Head, and the website that Eve Six information can be found at is www.eve6.com. And here they are with Without You Here.
I quit looking at the clock. It'll only bring me down, and it won't bring you here. If I pulled out all the stops and a little less of my hair, could I bring you here? Here's my favorite white pick light. It can undarken the night. Keep it with you close.
Without You Here from Eve Six. Check out more information on that, eve6.com. And Mike, actually, Mike was talking to us during the break here about another album that he's recently gotten.
Yeah, I got a new album. It's from the band Cursive off of Saddle Creek Records. And the album title is called Happy Hollow. And it's a really cool album. I don't know if you guys have heard Cursive before, but they have this kind of like real soft kind of rock feel to them. They also have a couple horns that they have in some of their songs. They have extra vocals. They have a trumpet that'll play in there. They have a trombone that'll play in there sometime. And this new album is a full album. It has like 12 songs. All of them are really cool. I really liked it. It's a really kick-ass album. You should check it out at saddlecreekrecords.com.
So Mike, how many picks do you give it?
4 out of 5 picks. For this album. It's a good one.
So is there anywhere that they're touring around here recently that people can check them out if they're interested?
Well, they're in Japan, and then they're going to come to North Dakota, then Minnesota, Wisconsin. They're doing the Midwest, and they cruise over to the East Coast, to New York, Pennsylvania, Boston, and they cruise over down to the kind of the southern states, Kentucky, Tennessee, and then they're cruising down over to the West Coast. They go to Denver, then Utah, and then actually come to Portland on the 21st, which I have tickets to, which Ted can't go to because he's got some other function.
Yeah, I told you not to buy those tickets if I was going to be leaving town that weekend, which I am. Bastard.
I got somebody to go with me anyway, so I got tickets to them in Portland on the 21st, and then they head down to San Francisco and Southern California after that. So they got a lot of dates coming out this next couple months.
Is there any website we can check them out at?
www.cursivearmy.com.
Speaking of bands and tours, a band me and Mike saw during the Warped Tour, NOFX, will be touring in South America. And is there any concerts coming up, Dave, that you would like to mention?
Yes, Ted, I just wanted to remind everyone that Ryken Band is going to be playing at the Indian Summer Music Fest on September 16th. So that will be a week, that'll be on a Saturday. and they're going to be playing at the place called the Mountain House, which is in Tracy, California. If you're in the Bay Area and you live close to Tracy, California, which is not too far from Livermore, California, which is not too far from Oakland, California, which is not too far from San Francisco, California.
So then, you're practically there already.
Yeah, exactly. Then by all means, go check that out. So that's all I got, Ted.
And if you're interested in concerts and you live in the Seattle, Washington area, definitely check out The Divorce. They'll be playing at the Crocodile Cafe. And from their self-titled debut EP, here's The Divorce with Samoa's Revenge. Check them out at thedivorce.net.
Self-titled EP. Check them out at thedivorce.net.
Well, I have to say it was wonderful to have you all here. I'm so glad we got to catch up after the long break, and especially we definitely miss having Dave, Matt, Aaron, and Lewis in studio. That was just an awesome occasion, and I have to give all four of you some cheers on that.
Very nice.
Oh, thanks, Ted. Oh, by the way, today is Lewis's nice. Birthday. So,
happy birthday, Lewis.
Yeah, I just want to wish him a happy birthday. Let's see, that's pretty much all I got over here in California. Just, I will have that bass demo, that five string, that deep, deep, rich, low B.
You're going to be playing Korn before you know it. You're going
to be like... Yeah, but but you know what? It takes the right bass to not have that flat sounding movie.
Definitely does. So.
That's awesome, the five string.
Oh yeah, looking forward to it, Mike.
Well, thank you, Dave. Thank you, Mike, for showing up for another Timely Beaver. I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you,
no
Ted.
Problem.
Thank you, Mike.
Dave.
Very good show,
yes,
Mike and Ted.
Thank you, Dave. And catch you all in the next Timely Beaver. But remember, Halloween is around the corner.
Oh yeah.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high,
find them at thelivingend.com for all your music news and stuff you can use, I guess. God, I should really shut up with those catchphrases.
Ken, I hope you don't edit any of this out on the final cut. This is great.